following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf.
Today's Daf is Maseches Vachim, Daf Nun Hei, and we're at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet, Amud Beit. Continuing on now for the last of the Kachay Kachim, we get to Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, and those are the only Korbanei Shlomim that are brought by Tzibur, and they are the known as Kivsei Atzeret. They are the Kvasim that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem. They're the Matirim of the Shtei Alechem. And they too are Kachay Kadoshim, the Ashamot, and all of the Ashamot. Now we have five Ashamot that are brought for particular Averot. And then, of course, there's also the Asham Talui that we've spoken about before. The five Ashamot are Asham Gezelot, which is an Asham that is brought when somebody was kefir b'momon with a shvua, and he then admits that he was nishba l'sheker. So besides the other dinim that apply to returning the money and an additional chomesh, he also has to bring a korban asham. Asham me'ilot, somebody who utilized hegdesh for his own purposes. Asham shivcha harufa, that is, whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid. There's a machlokus exactly what a shivcha harufa is, whether it's a chatzi free and chatzi a shivcha, or whether she is entirely a shivcha knanit, but she's a shivcha knanit that the odin had given to an eved ivri. And even if he sleeps with this woman, and she's now, so to speak, married, even though she doesn't have to plead kedushin to an eved ivri, she is nonetheless not a true eishes ish, and therefore either b'shogeg or b'mezid, there's a specific korban that's brought for sleeping with her, an osham nazir, which is what we've spoken about, to be matir, the nazir, in drinking wine, and an osham metzera, which is to be metayer, the metzera. Those are the five hashamot. Plus, there's the osham tolui, which is not for any particular new Aveira, but where there's a suffix whether a person had been nichshal in something that would have been mechayvim koreit v'chatat. So if he's not sure, under certain circumstances, he brings a roshim tolu. The dinim of all of the above seven korbanot is that shchitatam b'tzafon, just like all kachay kadashim, v'kibodamim v'chlisharei b'tzafon, just like all kachay kadashim. In this case, daman ta'un shtema tanoche in arba, like the korban oila, v'ne'achalim lifnim minakiloim, like the Korban Chatas that we had earlier, the Zichrei Kehuna, only for male Kohanim, the Chol Ma'achal in any form, whether it's boiled, or it's broiled, or it's barbecued, or whatever else you like, L'yom V'layla At Chatzos. And At Chatzos, we saw back in Masechet Brachot, is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. By the way, there's two really very important differences in the approach to what the din of At Chatzos is, whether At Chatzos means that you should eat, but if you have it left over in order to avoid it becoming notar, so then it's not that they're actually, it's actually osur, it's just a din in when it is that you're supposed to do it. Or whether it's an actual din of notar and isur that the Rabbanan made if anything had been left over at Chatzot. So just like over there in Brochus, it says that we were mocked in Mizman to make sure you do it before. It doesn't mean that it's not doable afterwards. It means you're not going to be yoitz to the mitzvah. Minolan deboit safon. Now, it's true that by the Korban Hashem there's no problem, because over there the Torah specifies that it has a din of Kachay Kadoshim and it's bitzafa, but it doesn't say anything about that when it comes to Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. So where do we know that halacha from? The Tani Rabba Bar of Hanan, Kameda Rava, we have a very interesting halacha in which compares, it says, Vasitem, Seir Izim Echad L'Chatat, and it goes on to say, Ushneich Vasim B'nei Shana L'Zevach Shelamim. So here describing the Chiyuvim of the Mayadim, so it says in Emor, you have to make sure that you bring it together with the Chatas, these Shlomim, Shneich Vasim B'nei Shana L'Zevach Shelamim, and then that's brought together with the Shtei Alechem, which means that the Torah seems to be putting together the Chatas with the Zivchei Shlamim. And particularly in the year it lists the Eila first, then the Chatas, which seems to even indicate more powerfully, that we want to put the Chatas together with the Shnei Chvasim. And therefore, it teaches us that Ba'chatat B'tzafon, we already learned that the Korban Chatas was B'tzafon. Of course, this is a problem, because the only way to know that the Chatas was B'tzafon was because we learned it out from Eila. I think I was going to ask this in a moment. But just like the Chatas is B'tzafon, so too, the Shalmei Tzibur over your Kivsei Atzeret have to be Bitzafon. Of course, as Tosfos points out, this doesn't give us any grief when it comes to, so if that's the case, why do you say Shnayim Shein Arba? Why not learn out Matam Dam from the Chatas? That's not a problem, because as we saw earlier, Ota, some say Ota Lamala, Ve'in Achera Dama Lamala, we have the same din over here, that the Chatas is unique in terms of what was Matam Damim. The Torah doesn't want you to learn out from the Matam Damim of the Chatas. But at least we should know the din of Shchita Betzofin. Omar Le Rava, how can you apply the dirim of Chatas? As if Cheshamet Zibur, V'chi Chatat Me'echen Lamba. How do you even know the din of Chatas being Betzofin? You only know it from the Oila. Davar Alamet Be'ekesh, Kozer Malamet Be'ekesh. Since when do we say that you can learn out, when we have the Farisha, Limudim, either Rav or Ravina, that tell us you cannot learn out one Hekesh from another Hekesh. We derive that dafka from the way in which the Torah specifies not to do such a thing when it came to comparing Oshem to Chatas and Oila. So there's got to be another explanation, not what Rabbi Baruch Kahn said. Ela, therefore, the real answer is, says Rava, Minatani Rav Mori Bereda Rav Kahana. What's the raya that there is a din of Tzofen is from the halacha of, surprisingly, the Chatzotzrot. So over there we have a special mitzvah to make Chatzotzrot. What do we do with these Chatzotzrot? One of the things that we do is that Biyom Simchatchem, Uvmoadechem, Uvroshechotchechem, Utkatem Bachatzotzrot, Al Olotechem, Ve'al Zivchei Shamechem. And it continues the pasuk. Fine. Now that means that we're comparing to the Oila Zivchei Shalmechem. Now the only Zivchei Shalmechem that would possibly require Tkiyah is Zivchei Shalmitzibur. There's no din of Chatzotzrot on anything but Biyom Simchatchem B'Moadechem, which is the Tzibur Halacha. And the only Zivchei Shalmechem that I might be referring to is the Tzibur doesn't have Shalmechem unless it's on Dafgan Shavuos. So therefore it's telling us that just like Olotechem are Kodshei Kodashim, Av Zivchei Shalmitzibur or Kodshei Kodashim. Lagabe, the halachas that would make an afkamina in terms of Me'ila, in terms of Yoytse, and so on. And furthermore, Ma'ola Bitzafon, Av Zivchei Shalmitzibur Bitzafon. So now you will ask me, but so that means that there was no purpose at all in the Asitim Si'ir Izim Echad, which then goes on to say, Shneich Vasim Leishana Lezavak Shlamim, it's just because a Hekesh can't be Chazer Melamed the Hekesh. So what is it coming to say, Bichlal? So Lomayata. That's coming to tell me something else. That is not coming to tell me how to do something. It's giving me the dinim of the Chatas. Ki Chatas. Ma Chatat Einan Echelet Ela Lezichrei Ke'una Av Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is Einan Echalim Ela Lezichrei Ke'una. So from that pasuk I learn out, obviously I can't learn out dinim of Achila from an Oila. There is no Achila when it comes to an Oila. Therefore, the Torah compares the din of Achila to the primary din of Achila. There, of course, I learned directly from Chatas. That's where we're told how to eat Kodesh Kodashim. And the mail that's teaching out to the Zivchei Shalmitzibur derived directly from Chatas, the Gabi Achila. Omale Abaye, if you believe that the fact that we mention in a list of Karbonas, that you have to bring two different Karbonas, one an Ayla, or in this case a Chatas, and another a Zevach Shlamim. I have another example of such a thing. Remarkably, it is the El Nazir, which is a Zevach Shlamim, and the Nazir has to bring it together with a Chatas and an Ayla. And the Torah puts it together in exactly the same way. So Yochi Gabi El Nazir, where over there it says, V'krivet Korbano LaHashem, and it lists, Keves Ben Shnato Lola, Kafsa Bat Shnata L'Chatat. No, so you're going to tell me the same thing? That the Zevach Shlamim of the El Nazir has a halach of Kodesh Kodashim, and it can only be eaten with Zichrei Kuhuna, and so on and so forth. So you're going to tell me, Achanami Neima, Hiki Shakatuv Lechatat? Ma Chatat Eina Nechelet Ela Lezichrei Kuhuna? Af El Nazir Eina Nechal Ela Zichrei Kuhuna? I mean, everybody knows that the normative halacha of El Nazir is that the only thing that's given to the Kohen is the typical things of the Karban Shlamim, which is the Chazav Shor, plus a special halacha of the Zreya, the Shela, that's put into the pot above the hair that is burning of the nazir. Okay, that's a unique halacha. But I mean, certainly there's no din of kachet kadashim over there. No, that's a special case. I would have. The truth is, says Rav, I would have learned it from there. But it's a special case. Over there, the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that the only part that you give to the kohen is v'lakach kohen tazroa b'sheila minayim. So in other words, if the kohen only gets the zroa b'sheila, so who gets the rest? The bialim. The bialim get it. It can't possibly be comparing it to the din of the chatas that only zichrei kohuna can eat it, because it's telling us in the very same pasuk that it's a din of a shlomi like any other shlomi. Michlal de kulei bialim achlele. So obviously, it's not allowing us to make the comparison to the other karbonis, the chatas, but in achinami. If it hadn't been from that, I would have really learned it off from a chatas. Says Abai, okay, so fine. So the zroa b'sheila part, which is given to the kohen. Who's to say that that isn't compared to the chatas? And it should be eaten only by zichrei kohuna, which again is not taloch. Taloch is that the zroa b'sheila is exactly like the chaz of a shayt. Same dinim of truma, basically. It's going to be eaten by the whole family, by the avadim, and so on. So why is that? Zroa b'sheila mina. If Lamaisa, this drush is a correct drush, and when the Torah lists the korbanos, it's comparing them to each other. So then that means that the zevach shlamim of the El Nazir is compared to a chata. You're saying, well, that can't be, because I'm only giving this part to the kohen. Good, fine, the rest of it, you're right. That part is not compared to the chata, but the part that is given to the kohen should be compared to the chata. Kasha, okay, that's a problem. I mean, it's not a devastating problem, because you could certainly say that the Torah is pointing out that this is basically a shlamim that has one element which is glorified, an additional netinah to the kohen. So the male that's to the chatas. But I mean, I can't say it's not a point. It's a good point. Well, you know what? The Ibai Dema could be a whole different approach here. And that is that remarkably, it says Bedafka over here, Kodesh. Kodesh la Kohen. Kodesh la Kohen. So in other words, it's not Kodesh Kodesh. It's Dafka miyuchad in being Kodesh. It's a Kodesh Ikri. But Kodesh Kodeshim lo Ikri. The Torah seems to be makbid to give it a name that it's not called Kodesh Kodesh. And that's in order for you not to make this mistake. So over there, the Zroa B'sheila is Kodesh LaKohen and not Kodesh Kodeshim. Now the truth is, as Rashi points out, by the Zifke Shalmei Tzivur, it also says Kodesh and not Kodesh Kodeshim. But again, says Rashi, there's a big difference between Kodesh LaShem, which is not Kodesh LaKohen. Kodesh LaShem doesn't necessarily mean Kodesh Kodeshim on its own, but Kodesh LaShem is consistent with a comparison to something which is Kodesh Kodeshim. But Kodesh LaKohen is not consistent with a comparison to Kodesh Kodeshim. So maybe that's the point. Mamela, not because it's given to the Kohen, but because it turns B'davka saying it shouldn't have the din of Zichrei Kohuna. It's only given the way that the rest of the Matanis are given over here, like the Zroa B'Sheila is no different than the Chaz of B'Sheila.
Why do you want to say the Shalmei Tzivur should have a din of what?
We're not talking about Shalmei Tzivur.
Because
Rashi is bothered by the fact that by Zifchei Shalmei Tzivur it also says Kedah. So why isn't that Ma'akev the other Drasha, comparing to Zifchei Shalmei Tzivur to the Chata? You're saying that that's Ma'akev this Drasha, no? So it should be Ma'akev that Drasha. I mean, so you're undoing your own argument. We started off with a Drasha comparing Zifchei Shalmei Tzivur to the Chata. So now Abaya comes along and points out that can't be a true Drasha, because clearly we're not comparing an El Nazir to the Chata that's brought with the Nazir. To which we're now giving an answer that the reason that we don't make the comparison is because it says Kedesh, says Rashi, so then it says the same thing. But the earlier Drush, every time it says Kedesh, it tells you not to compare it to Chatas. How are you answering the fact that here it does and there it doesn't? Therefore, Rashi explains there's a difference between Kedesh LaShem and Kedesh LaKohen. One is Memayit, one isn't Memayit. But it's also not Marba on its own. I still need the Hekesh to the Chata. Ve'ela Lamai Hilchata. So now, if you're telling me, I mean, remember, the whole problem was, so what is the meaning of this Hekesh? So, the meaning of the Hekesh is teach me how to eat it. So what's the meaning of this Hekesh? In other words, if you're saying that the Torah is B'davka comparing by putting the Chatas together with the Shlomo, it's B'davka making comparison. So by Zifchei Shalmei Tzivur, you figured out what's B'davka the comparison. Here, when I try to tell you, this should be B'davka the comparison, the Zroa B'Sheila should only be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna, you're telling me, no, definitely not. So, okay, so what, yes. What is the purpose of this comparison? Elolamai Hilchata Yitkish. So then why does it compare it? Answers, Rava. In the exact opposite direction of what you think. You think that we're learning out from the Chatas to the El Nazir. And therefore you said, let's say it's only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. That's definitely not the point. The point is the other way. We understand that the Iker Korban, that the Nazir is going to be Megale Acham, that's Matir him to drink wine at the start, now he can cut his hair and do it, is the one that is described as the cutting hair one, which is the El Nazir. That's the one that he takes his sar, he puts a mitachat adud. So maybe it needs all three, it can't, because it says V'achar, Yishtah Nazir Yayin. Achar means, even Acham Ha'isei. So now, how about the other way around? How about if he brings the Korban Chatas and doesn't bring the El Nazir today? And he goes ahead and he does his Giluach, having brought his Korban Chatas, or his Korban Oila. Would that be enough? That's the purpose of the Hekir. You might think he needs Dafka, the El Nazir. Kamash, he can choose any of these three korbanos. So the El Nazir is dafka teaching us the chatas, not the chatas teaching us the El Nazir. That's the point. And he would be Yotze. Obviously, it's not the best way to do it because the one that was miyuchet for the giluach was the El Nazir. But Lamaisi would be Yotze, and the Acher would still be Yishtah Nazir Yain. And now that we have finished the entire list of Kodshei Kodashim, we started with the Chatot HaPinimiyot, and we went to the Chatot HaTzibur, which are Chitzoniot, and then we went to the Chatot HaYachid, which are obviously all Chitzoniot, and we did the Korban Eila, and we did the Korban Asham, and we did the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. So now we've reached the very end of the list of Kodshei Kodashim. We're going to move on to Kodshim Kalim, and we're going to do our transition from Kodshei Kodashim with Dafka, the two examples of Kodshei Kodashim that have something in common uniquely with Kodshei Kodashim. And that is the Taita and the El Nazir. Both of them are entirely Kodshei Kodashim, except for one strange... It's entirely Kodshim Kalim, except for one strange element that is similar to Kodshim Kodashim, but only eaten for one day, just like Kodshim Kodashim. So we start with that. So HaTodah, the El Nazir, are Kodshim Kalim, Lagabi, all the dinim of Yetze, in terms of Mechitza, that there's no Me'ila initially, and the din of them is that Shchitatan, Bechomakom Ba'azara, there's no din of Tzafein, they can be shechted anywhere. The Matanat Adam is Belmanta Unshtei Matanot Shein Arba, and as far as the Achila is concerned, they're not eaten Ben HaKla'im, in other words, not in the Azara, as are the Kodshei Kodashim, the Oshem Lechatas. They are Nechal anywhere in Yerushalayim, Bechol Ha'ir, and they're eaten not only by Zichrei Kehuna, they're eaten Bechol Adam, Bechol Ma'achal, but it's Leyom V'Layla Ad Chatzot. Hamura Mehem. Now both of those Karbonos, the Teda and the El Nazir, have a Truma that is taken from them. So the Teda is a complex Truma. There's besides the Chazir V'Shok, there's also the four types of lechem that are brought together with the Teda that are almost entirely also eaten by the Baalim, except for the truma that's taken from each one of those lechamim. And the El Nazir has the unique truma, as we just said, which is the Zroa B'Sheila added to the Chazav Ashok, so that the entire shoulder is boiled up and given to the Kayin. And the din is exactly the same, in the sense that it's Kodshim Kalim, there's no psul of Yotze, of taking out of the Azora, but there's a difference in who's allowed to eat them. Because this is like by truma, it's not Kodesh L'Gabi Mechitza, but it's Kodesh in terms of who's allowed to eat it. This is truma, for all intents and purposes. Shahamura mehem are nechal l'kayanim only. Not the Zichrei Kehuna, but anyone that's in the family of Kohen. Mr. Kohen, Mrs. Kohen, Eved of the Kohen, Menasheim, Livneim, Master Kohen, Ms. Kohen, they're all part of the Achila Ula Avdehem. So the question is, how exactly do we know this halakha? Says the Gemara, in Shmini, where we're talking about the Miluim, it says something very strange. There's a whole bunch of korbanos that are brought, and then there is the special korban, Shlomim, which the whole, that's the beginning of the Chaz of Ashok, Chazei HaTufa, Ashok HaTruma. And it says over there something weird. Et Chazei HaTufa v'Ashok HaTruma, Tochlu b'makom tahor. All day long, there's been the mitzvah of Achila of the other korbanos that were brought. Here, all of a sudden, we're told, oh, make sure you eat it b'makom tahor. What is that supposed to mean? That up until now, the seirim that were brought, the menachas that were brought, they were eating it in a makom tamei. All of a sudden you're saying, oh, I forgot to tell you, you should eat it in a makom tahor. Or it's dafkin, this carbon, it's a makom tahor. That doesn't make any sense. Must be that it's just the opposite. Ki rishanim betumah achlom. El, on the contrary, The ones before, they were clearly, completely tahar. This one, I'm telling you, even though you don't have to eat it the same way you ate the other ones, there should still be some element of tahara. It's the same way we darshan by the paraduma. Tahar, it has to be tahar michlal shu tameh. The dafka, the tahar, is telling us that there's actually elements of tuma. There just needs to be some element of tahara. So just like we use that by the paraduma to tell us that, well, it could be that he went to the mikveh even though he's not Mur of Shemesh. So here too, it's got to be telling me something of the difference of some level of tuma. And what does that mean? It means that it's tahar mitumat zara'at, v'tameh mitumat zav. Remember that we have three dargas of tahira when it comes to the dinim that define the machanot in the midbar. So a mitzorah is michutz lamachna, and we learn out over there, chutz bishalosh machna. So he is not allowed even into Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael was the area in which each shevet had its own place, Soviv Labishka. But we put all those places together with a general name, Machane Yisrael. Anywhere within there, a mitzvah is not allowed in. So that means that the Machane Yisrael has the lowest level of Kedusha, because anybody else's Tomei, a Zov, where's Tumei Yotze Bigelo Migufo, and certainly a Mace, is allowed in the Machane Yisrael. Now there's a din of Zovim, Rotsi Min HaMachane, that refers to the next Machane up. The next Machane up in the Midbar was the Machane Leviya. The Machane Leviya was Soviv Levishka, where the Leviyim were, and there you weren't allowed to have Zovim. In terms of Knisa La'aretz, after the Beis Hamikdash was built, so the Machane Yisrael is the Ir Yerushalayim, which is defined by the Mefitzeis around Yerushalayim, that's Chomot Yerushalayim, and we learned in the Mishnah the way in which you create that Kedusha, and there's an entire ceremony that is Mekadish that for Achilas Kachakalim or Achilas Maaser Sheni. Then you have the Har HaBayit. Once you're in the Har HaBayit, you're in the equivalent of the Machane Leviya. That's Saviv Labishka. Over here, the Machane Leviya is Saviv to the Bayit. And that includes the Ezra Slashim as well. And then, in the Midbar, you had now the place where, so Zovim cannot come into one more location. And then you have it all the way into the Azor. So Mesha, we know, had the Atzmot Yosef Imo, which we darshan Imo ben Bechitzato, in the Machane Leviya. So Tomei Meit is allowed in Machane Leviya, but not in the Machane Shechina. The Machane Shechina, in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, is the wall around the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Azor, including the Ezrat Yisrael, Ezrat HaKohanim, weren't separate mechitzas. And in the Machane was the Chotzer of the Mishkan, around, which is the equivalent of the Azora to the Beit HaMikdash. So again, in the actual Machane Shechina, no Tumat Meit. In the actual Machane Leviya, no Tumat Zivot. In the actual Machane Yisrael, no Tumat Mitzora. All right. That means when it says here that eat it b'makom tahor, what I'm telling you is that you can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, so to speak. Because in terms of the Miluim, it's saying, eat it as long as it's a place where Mitzera can't come in. That's also tahor. But you're not allowed to go out of the Machane completely. So that's being matir, the Achila, anywhere in Yerushalayim, or anywhere in the Machane. But there's a very interesting lashon that Rashi uses in defining Machane Yisrael by Midbar. He says a very strange thing, which I think is misunderstood by some of the Achrenim, where he talks about kol degel betoch asifat tiglo. It's remarkable. Kol degel betoch asifat tiglo. Some of the Achrenim say that seems to be saying that if you are a member of a particular shevet, so then you have to be eating it in your shevet. So there were different Machane Yisraels. That's the simple reading of what he's saying. No, obviously, what he's really saying is each degel needs to be betoch the asifa of his degel. Is that why is he saying this? Because there were, as Barnes pointing out, there were units of three. In other words, he's bothered by the following. Yerushalayim is, for all intents and purposes, encircles the Machane Leviya. In the Midbar, the Machane Yisrael did not encircle the Machane Leviya, because the Machane Yisrael was squares that were connected to the outside of the circle, so to speak. So there was all of the distance in between that wasn't dovuk to anything. So how do you call that a Machane Yisrael? It's not a Machane Yisrael. Therefore, Rashi is only coming to say the asifa of each degel together are all called Machane Yisrael. That's the point. But he's not saying you have to be dafka in your corner of the action. But there are different Machane Yisraels, though no indication of such a thing. He's just bothered by how do you call one Machane something which is not, it's not the contiguous 48 states. You know? The same thing over here. It's as if it's like separate islands in a way. They're only connected through the Machane Leviya. And then Mela, doesn't bother me. That's what it means by Machane Yisrael. Because there's the super deal, right? Each side of the four corners, Tzofa and Dorim and so on, had three shvatim. So there was the major shevet, and the degel machaneh X includes X plus A and B. Degel machaneh Y includes Y plus C and D and so on. So I believe that that's all that Rashi is saying. In any event, continues now the Gemara. So Mamela, we see from here that there needs to be some element of Tahara. This must be the element of Tahara. So it's a Makom Tamei, which is called a Makom Tahor. So it's Tahor Mitumat Zav, because it's inside of the Machane of Yisrael. It's Tahor Mitumat Mitzora, and it's Tamei Mitumat Zav. Yes, how do you know? Isn't it still a makom tahor if it's tahor for tumat zav, but it's tamei for tumat meit? In which case, you'd have to eat it at Arabayit. How do you know you could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim? You made a leap to go all the way out from the Azora into Machane Levia, and further leap to go into Machane Yisrael. How do you know to take two leaps? Maybe you should just take one step. Omer Abaye, that's because I already know that I'm out of the Machane Shechina. How do I know? Because Omar Kro va'achaltem ota b'makom kadosh. The Torah said, eat ota b'makom kadosh. And that b'makom kadosh was said on the same day about the Korban Mincha, the Yom HaShmini. And what does ota mean? This is the only thing you have to worry about, being b'makom kadosh. B'makom kadosh is the Machane Shechina. But you don't have to worry about being in a makom kadosh when you're eating anything else. So from that pasuk alone, I already know I'm out of the Machane Shechina. Okay, so now I'm already in the Machane Levia. Now, when you come along with this new pasuk and you tell me v'achalten b'makom tahor, you're telling me you don't even have to be b'machane levia because you already know that. This must become a ketomim that you can even be b'machane Yisrael, which is tahor michlashu tamei, meaning from tumat mitzora, not from tumat zivot. And therefore, we have two pasukim essentially that have driven you out. So the way to understand it is v'chaltem ota b'makom kadosh, ota, the korban mincha here b'makom kadosh. V'lo acheret b'makom kadosh, not the other korbanas to come. So now already, afke l'machane levia, you've already been thrown out from the machane shechina, and you've already gone, it should say afka, the correct use of afka, mimachane shechina, l'machane levia. Now you come along with yet another pasuk, Horaktiv bimkom tahor, takes you out bimachane levia into machane Yisrael. Rava says that this is the wrong way to do it. Actually, the way to understand what happened over here is that the first pasuk ota bimakom kadosh and nothing else bimakom kadosh. If I wouldn't have had any indication, I would have said that's already allowed you to go out of the machane completely, because everything else doesn't even have to be in a makom that's makudish at all. So you could go out, wander off into the midbar, and make yourself a barbecue. That's what I would have said from that ota. So ota bimakom kadosh v'lo acher bimakom kadosh is afka legamre. From there, it would have told me there is no din of a machane at all. Comes along now the pasuk, no, but it needs to be a makom tahor. So it needs to be a makom tahor, brings me back in. But how far does it bring me back in? One step. So it's brought me back in into Machane Yisrael, which is b'makom tahor from Tumat Zarat. Oh, asks the Gemara, let's just see then. Hoda kata rachmana tochlu b'makom tahor, brought us back into Machane Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, Daniel's question, v'ema aile l'machane levia, what's to tell me that it doesn't bring you all the way back into Machane levia? Well, again, it's Occam's razor. I mean, you can only go one step. So if you started outside, you're going to need two psukim to bring you back inside two steps. So therefore, l'chodam ha'alinan, l'tate lo ba'alinan. I'm not going to bring you back in two steps at once. Now I trapped you, says the Rava. That's what I knew you would say. But so why is it that when you threw him out two steps at once? You said, Otav v'akom kadosh means after legamre. How could it be after legamre? I was waiting to hear that. So in other words, this makes sense. Why are you telling me one pasuk that says, you don't need to be in the Machane Shechina? What does that mean to you? Go all the way out to the desert. But when I have another pasuk that takes you back in, you don't say, oh, that means you got to go all the way back in. Of course, you can't mean it to the Machane Shechina because all right through. Yeah, okay, so it's the first step out of the Machane Shechina, which is Machane Levia. How is that consistent, please? Let's see that inside. Sorry? But it doesn't say it. It only says somewhere. Somewhere. Where is that somewhere?
There's a place for us.
All right, let's get back to our subject. Hey, Achi, asked the Gemara, why aren't you consistent? Afuke nami, so on the way out, you should have said the same thing. Lochodem afkina, throw him out. Ota. Okay, fine. Ota b'makom kadosh, velo acheret b'makom kadosh, ela b'makana levia. What are you telling me? Ela mechutz l'shalash makana is. Lochodem afkina, mitarte lo mafkina. Not to mention the fact that it's absolutely absurd, because I know for a fact that it can't possibly mean that it was mafke legamre, because then that would be a contradiction to the posik of lotuchala chobisharecha, that it goes through masadagam chasirosh chavitzarecha, and in the darecha, which is shlomi. So I have a beferish posik that tells me you cannot eat a shlomi outside, that's for sure. Bisharecha, forget about it. So in the midbar, it would have said the same thing. You're not allowed to eat it outside. So I already know that I didn't take it out. So this is a very inconsistent drasha, Rava. We're very sorry. You're going to have to go back to Abaye. Ela machavar taket Abaye. Things are much clearer according to Abaye. Shilamim, going along now with the other Kachim Kalim, but now moving along to those things that are not eaten only Leyom Velayla, the Shlomim. So the Shlomim are Kachim Kalim. They're allowed the Shchita B'chol Makom Bazora, any place at all. Domam To'un Shtei Matanot Shein Arba, and they too are Ne'echolim B'chol Ha'ir L'chol Adam B'chol Ma'achal. But the shlomim are different than everything we've had until now, because they are eaten l'shnei yamim and to the laila in between. The muram behem, which is only the chaz of ashok, they don't have a zraya b'sheva, they don't have the lechem, that's only a din in the teda. So the muram behem is necha l'kohanim, as if it was muram, meaning as if it was truma. L'nesheyem, livnehem, lavdehem. Toner Rabbanan, where do we know that there's a halacha of kol makom ba'azara when it comes to Kachim Kalim? Well, we didn't ask this about the Torah, the El Nazir, because we understand that Torah and El Nazir were subsumed. As we said earlier in the Masechta, the Torah is part of Zavach Shalamim. The El Nazir for sure is a typical Zavach Shalamim, except for the Zerah B'Sheva. So now that we've arrived at the Zavach Shalamim, where we'd like to learn, remember the Shalamim has been the model for everything. All of the dinim were learned out from Shlomim consistently. We started from the beginning of the Masechta of the halachas of the Pigol, Chutzizmano, Chutzizmano, the Kaimat, Nicer, so everything is said by Shlomim. So now we're looking to Shlomim to teach me the halachas of Shchitas Kachim Kalim. So far, the only information we had was given to us by Kachim Kadoshim, where we learn that it has to be on the corners of the Mizbeach, which is Betzofeh. How do we know that Kachim Kalim is different? Says the Gemara, well, interestingly, we have three separate parshas of Shlomim. We have a Shlomim of Abakar, a Shlomim of Tfasim, and a Shlomim of Izim. Each one of them repeats Halacha. And it says, in the first, it says, Ushefato Petach Olmoid. The Petach Olmoid is unique. It used the word Petach. We're going to see why it uses, in this case, and only in this case, it used the word Petach. In the other case of the Shlomim, which is the Shlomim of a Keves, so it's there it starts off, and if it's from a Keves, the Zevach HaShlomim, the Shachatoto Lifnei Ohomoi. And then it goes to say, and if it's been an Eis Korbanot for Zevach HaShlomim, then it's the Shachatoto Lifnei Ohomoi. So we have three separate psukim. Three separate psukim comes to tell me that we're going to be Machshir, all of the direction Machshir, Kol Haruchot in the Azara, completely. And therefore, lifnei would have been mashma, anything that's directly in front of. Now we come along to add, it doesn't really have to be now, the petach, but a mashma, anything that is bepetach. Comes along to lifnei to tell me anything now that's in front, not necessarily in front of the door. So it's lifnei the omoed. And then we're going to get into the details of the limud, and we're going to learn out even the sides are kosher from there. But first, we're going to finish listening to what the bright has to say, and then we're going to go back to understand the details of the drasha. Now that is teaching me Kachim Kalim, and so you'll say, okay, but I mean, that's only three directions. I mean, maybe that doesn't include Tzafon. Well, Tzafon is obvious. Kal v'chomer l'tzafon. I mean, if Kachim, where the Torah is coming to say you're very limited where you could check. So you're very limited where you could check. Only one place, the best place for Shkita. The best place for Shkita, obviously, is Tzafon for some reason. So Kal Shekin, the one which doesn't need a particular place, which is Kachim Kalim, then now it's telling me, hey, you can go anywhere. So, for sure, I can go to the Tzafon. So Kal v'chomer l'tzafon. Umah kachei kadashim, shalohu k'sheru b'chol aruchot. hukshuru b'tzafon, kachim kalim that are hukshuru in the other directions, for sure they're kosher in the tzafon. So I don't need a particular direction to tell me, and also tzafon. Rabbi Eliezer, on the contrary. The tzafon is the most difficult one to be mafshir. That lo ba katuv elalach shir tzafon. Why would I have thought that tzafon is possible? Because I would have said on the contrary, valodinu. I would have made my limud in the other direction. I would have said, if kachim kal, where the Torah was makshir all of ruchot. So there, that means these directions, south, the east, the west, is absolutely clearly good for shkita, right? And that's what's mentioned before. And nonetheless, but no, don't put your kachim there, my friend. Kachim have to have their own place. Oh, so that's what you're telling me. Kachim kalim have their own place, which is broader. And nonetheless, kachim can't be in that broad place. So kachim, we're over there. They're only limited to their unique place in the tzofen. So you're going to violate their unique place with kachim kalim? Maybe the way to look at it is the more unique you are, the more specific the place is for you. So if the Torah is willing to make a special place for kachim kalim, which is like very broad place, easy to shech there, and nonetheless, don't make that accessible to kachim koshkin, the unique place of kachim can't be accessible to kachim kalim. Because maybe the halacha over here is not that there's some specific kedusha in the tzofe. There's no specific kedusha in the tzofe. The entire Azor has exactly the same kedusha. We have no reason to suspect that, well, it's because it's miyuchet b'kedushato. Must be that it's a did in making it clear that this is the place for this carbon. So we should have it in its own unique location. So then maybe on the contrary, we should not include the din of tzofen in lifnei oil moyet. Therefore, must be that it's coming the dafk, if anything, that we need a posik to be makshir tzofen. Of course, the question is, how do we know then that we can be makshir tzofen? That we're going to get into as we analyze the brayta. So I would say, if kachim kalim shukshur b'kol aruchot lo hukshuru mikuman, etzo kachim kadashim, they don't know, these Israelis, when it's a shirlech l'kol aruchot, that all they're saying is, no, instead of bringing a chatas, it's good enough you should bring a shlomim. That's not exactly what they have in mind. But that clearly is deep down. The indication. So, Enodin, the Kachay Kach Lokshu, Elabitzafon, Enodin, Shlokshu, Mekoman, it's a Kachim Kalim, and we have to keep their place special for Kachim Kalim. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, that's why the Posse comes to say, Ushechoto, Petach, Olmo Eid, Lifnei Olmo Eid, Lifnei Olmo Eid, comes to tell me that drush. And now we'll get into the details. So, the Maika Mifligin, what exactly is the way that they're learning these psukim differently that accounts for the difference? Tanakama is actually learning tzofen from a kal v'chomer. Rebbe Eliezer is saying, no, you can't learn it from a kal v'chomer. You need to learn tzofen from the posik, not from the kal v'chomer. So here's how they stack up. The Tanakama Sava. We have three psukim, one of which is Petach Omeid, two of which say Lifnei Omeid. So now, chad legufe, one of them is coming to tell me a special halacha, which is petach o'amoed. And we're going to see that din of petach o'amoed is indeed unique, and it's unique to the shlomi. The door has to be open. It has to be patua. When it comes to the midbar, if the Levim have not yet completed the putting up of the actual Eichal, there's no Petah. In the Beit HaMikdash, the Levim haven't opened the doors this morning, the Shoarim, so the doors are closed. It's not Petah. It's not a kosher Korban. It wasn't Nishkat Petah Homoy. Then we have another Pasuk. V'chad lahakshir tzadim. Because there it doesn't say Petah. It says Lifnei. So anything, if you draw a line from the Petah all the way to the edges of the Azor, anything in front of that, to the east, which is the front when it came in, is Lifnei Omoed. That's in front of the Omoed. That is what this is coming to tell me. You don't need Petach for the direction. You need Petach for the special din of Petach Patuach. So now I know the whole Azora is kosher and there's no problem. Then when it stresses again the din of, but you should know it has to be Lifnei Omoed, that's coming to tell me, well, don't think that that means that you could even walk in to one of the rooms on the side, which were the Lishakot, which are now hidden with their own wall, to be also Petach HaMoed. No, that not. Chad Lifso, Sidei Tzadim. So any of the Lishakot now, even if the Mokom itself is Kodesh, Bekedushas HaZorah, you are not in front of the Ohel Moed, because you're in a room, and the room is not in front of the Ohel Moed. So that's what the third pasuk is coming. You shouldn't think, in other words, well, the word petach doesn't mean necessarily directly in front. So maybe the word lifnei just means in that direction, as long as it has the kedushas ha'azorah. Kamashma on another pasuk. No. When I say I'm lifnei, I mean lifnei. And therefore, if it's not lifnei, literally, then that's not considered sidei tzadim. It's not lifnei at all. So dafka lifnei and not bifnim, not inside of a separate room. That's the Tanakhama. How about Tzafon? Tzafon, as we said, like Zichor. I need a special pasuk to address Tzafon. What's the difference to Tzafon from the Dorom? Are you going to tell me the Dorom is kosher and Tzafon is not? If the Dorom is kosher and Tzafon, for sure is kosher. No problem. What about Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer says, no. Look, I agree with you. Of course, Chav Gufa. The first pasuk that says Petach Ohel Moed, yes, that's true. Niboy Petach Ohel Moed. Now, I have one additional pasuk. So the one additional pasuk, Lifnei, comes to tell me, even if it's Bitzafen, and that's also good, and Chad La'achshir Tzadim, one is coming to be matir the either direction now, even not literally in front of the door. And, because I already know, don't think the petach means dafka, the petach, but the petach that it's haidorim. No. Even the side. Okay, so that's even a tzafen. You're saying, so how do I know and not in a room? What do I need a pasuk to tell me not in a room? Tzidek Tzadim, what do I need a pasuk for that for? Lo tzarech kra, if the Torah says lifsol, so the Torah needs a special pasuk lifsol. I'm sorry, lifnei needs a special pasuk lifsol. What do I need a pasuk for? The lifnei means lifnei. I was never matir tzidek studim to need a pasuk to be doicha tzidek studim. But it still means what it means. It still means lifnei petach. That's because of the shinei aloshim. This is lifnei olmaid. It's lifnei petach. If it had only said lifnei petach, I would have literally thought that it has tetrich, and it really only is in front of the area of the petach itself. So tzidek study, what do I need a pasuk for? Another pasuk to tell me that. I mean, it said, beferish, study. The first pasuk, you're only matir, the maximum you can be matir. So now, it says the Gemara, and this is what we've already assumed, but now we're going to talk it out. Maishna achad dechtiv petach olmoy, u maishna hatam dechtiv lifnei olmoy. Because the din of legufe that we said before could be legufe that you need petach, meaning directly in front of the shechita, but it means more than that, as we already implied. It's coming to tell me, kamashman k'revira amar shmuel. And that is, the amar revira amar shmuel, shelamim sheshachtam, kodem sheyiftechu daltot ha'echal, pesulim. If you shechted a shlamim, because a shlamim is meant, after all, as a gift, you're taking a little bit of liberty when you're bringing a shlamim. That's the question, whether goyim even have a right to bring shlamim. You know, who says you're going to have partial achila by you and partial achila's gavaya? Who are you? So now you're going to come along and you're going to shech the shlamim before the Beis Mikdash is even open. See, like you're thinking about sharing with me, I haven't opened the door yet. So the whole thing is outrageous. Therefore, the Torah passes it. If it's bisman shapetach patuach only, then it's bisman shu patuach. Lo bisman shu naul, itmar nami, omar marukva barcham, omar rabiez rebechanina, shlamim sheshachatan. Kodem sheyiftechu daltot ha'echal pesulin, sheneemar veshachato petach ohel moed, only bisman shapetach patuach, velo bisman shu naul. The way that they say this drash in Eretz Yisrael, the Ma'arav Matneachi, Om Rav Yaakov Barach, Om Rav Ashi, Shlamim Sheshachatan Kodem Shiftechu Daltot Echal Pesulim. And, of course, in order to give it its historical placement in terms of the Mishkan, which they were sensitive to in Eretz Yisrael, it would mean the Mishkan Kodem Shiamidu Alevim Et HaMishkan. Or, after they were already perik the Mishkan, so you went ahead and shechted with your pasuk. La'ach Shiftechu Levim Et HaMishkan Pesulim. Now, what asks the Gemara defines the nature of Petach Patua. So one thing is for sure. If the doors are closed, it doesn't matter if they're latched. Latched. You don't have to be locked. The mugaf kena'ul dami. Although there was a lock, as we know, it was the whole seder of the p'tichah b'derech kavod, was to lock the doors. But obviously, it makes no difference if it's mugaf or na'ul. Mugaf is kena'ul dami, because the word petach means an opening, not something that is slammed shut. So that's kena'ul. The question is, the vilon. To have a vilon, which was put also in front of the petach. The vilon is there, so I mean, even if the doors are open, we're going to have the Beis Mikdash wide open. Everybody looks straight into the Beis Mikdash when they're doing everything that they're doing. So there was a vilon. What's the din of the vilon? Does a vilon give it a halacha of sagur or patuach? Yeah, but so I don't get it. Sorry. Explain yourself.
The Mishkan had a door in front of the Ayin. It didn't have a door. It only had a
never had a door.
It only had a curtain.
And
that's considered, it just needs to be erected in order for it to be considered Pesach.
But over here you have, even after the door is open, you put it there for a reason. I mean, that's what Rabbi Zera is explaining. I mean, you're really right. Says Rabbi Zera, isn't that the whole point? Hu atzmo. The whole point of the vilon, is that it should be there because the Petach is patua. In other words, what is the point of having a vilon behind the door? If the vilon is doing the same thing as a door, then the whole thing makes no sense. Open the door, but keep it locked anyway. The point of the vilon is to protect the Petach patua, so that it should be tsanua. But obviously, it's because it's a Petach patua. That includes your point. So, hu atzmo in a naaseh like a Petach patua. Let me ask something else. How about if you have gova, my? What if there's something in between you and the Petach patua? Would it be kosher? The Tosafot says this is very weird, because, I mean, most of the place in the actual Azara has the Mizbeach in front of the Petach. So wherever you are, going to be blocked by the Mizbeach. So, I mean, why don't we just say that that's the very fact that we do all Shechit in front of the Mizbeach? It's obvious that that's not considered to be a something in the way. So why is the Gemara even asking this? It doesn't have a clear answer as to why the Mizbeach itself wouldn't be considered to be Gova. But in any event, what would be if there is something in front? Is that possible or not? Well, let's bring a riot. Tashma, the Tanya. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Shnei pishpeshin hayu bebeit ha-chalifot. Now, in order to get this straight, I refer you to the picture on the page. Of course, the different hotsa'ot of the Shas are very different pictures, but I would assume that they all give the basic information. I would assume, maybe mistaken there. So we have over there, you'll notice, I'm just looking at the one in the print that I'm using, but it's all wrong. So no, I'm no longer sure that they all have the same information.
In
the Rashi, but mine is wrong. Can I see yours? Yes, okay, this is a little bit better, although it's also not very useful. Can I see yours? No, that's the same one. Does anyone have another one?
Mike, this one isn't.
This one doesn't say anything.
Might not be in the right pages.
What's that?
Maybe turn.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong side. Ah, this one is good. Yes. I hate admitting it, but yes. This one is okay. Not 100% okay, but okay. All right. So anyway, let's try to get the picture right then ourselves, because you can no longer be completely sure that everything is good. We have, remember, a structure of the Heichal that is not a straight structure, but rather it has the ulam sticking out in front. As the Gemara puts it, looks sort of like a lion at the Ariel. And there's a lion here. It's a lion's head and mane that sticks out very wide in front. The shoulders come out with the head. And here, too, the area of the ulam sticks out on either side to the north and to the south. Now, this is not the Petach HaOmoed, and it's not Lifnei HaOmoed. And this is what the Gemara's problem is. If you're telling me it's kosher b'chol makom ba'azara, then you're contradicting your own limud, because the makor of being makshir, the shita b'chol makom ba'azara, is Lifnei HaOmoed. How could behind the HaOmoed be Lifnei HaOmoed? And we have a lot of different places which would be behind the HaOmoed. There's literally all the way behind, which is between the back wall of the building itself, Richie, of the Heichal, and which is behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the western wall of the Azara, not be confused with the Kotel Maravi, which is the supportive wall of the Har HaBayit, but the western wall of the Azara. So that was 11 amot long, that little space. That is called the Achorei Beit HaKapor. It's behind the place where the Kapor is. It's not on this map?
No, well, maybe.
What do you mean it's not? Of course it is.
Doesn't have the Har HaBayit point.
None of them have the Har HaBayit. I don't know what you're talking about. Which picture has the Har HaBayit? Why would it have the Har HaBayit? It's not Negev the Har HaBayit. It's only in the Azara. So now, the sides to either side of this entire, that's called the Tzadim. But we have two elements of the side. We have the sides from the Ulam to the north and the Ulam to the south. We have the sides of the building to the north and the south. The reason that it's different is because if you address the issue of behind the Ulam, you still don't necessarily address the issue of the sides of the Ulam, because you have yet another break in a wall. And this is what we're going to be talking about now. So, Tashma, what is the din of this gova? So, meanwhile, again, the Gemara often does this, in order to address a small issue, it brings us up to, what do they call the word? Up to speed on understanding the overall halacha, which is really more important than the specific issue, as it turns out. So here, says the Braita, Shnei Pishpishin Hayu Beit HaChalifot. The Beit HaChalifot, which again, for some reason, are not marked in my picture, but which you would do good to mark, are the place behind the ulam that sticks out, and
they mark it on
they do mark it on yours. Yeah, they don't have it. Okay, good. So on the big picture, so the Beit HaKhalifot, yeah, except that it's marked wrong. So the Beit HaKhalifot is actually called, it's the locker area where they kept the chalafs. The chalafs are the Sekinei Shechita. So they had lockers behind the ulam, and that's where they kept the chalifot. What's that? It's facing the western wall, and it's inside the back, which is the western wall of the ulam, on either side, to the north or the south. In order to make the area behind the Beit
it should be
marked on the outside, not on the inside. So the Beit HaKhalifot, they made pishpishim. So they made a opening. A pishpish is a smaller opening, not a standard door, in order that that would be open to be called the Petach HaOmoed, even though it's behind the HaOmoed. So just not Petach, but Lifnei HaOmoed, even though it's behind the HaOmoed. So by adding a door, we make now a back door, so to speak. The back door allows everything behind it to be the Lifnei HaOmoed. The problem is that the Pishpesh doesn't allow the area to the north and south of the extension of the Ulam itself to be Lifnei HaOmoed, because that's not in front of the front door, and it's not in front of the back door. So what good is Shnei Pishpeshim going to do you? This would require a side door, and it doesn't say anywhere that they made a side door. Fine, that we'll get to. Now, Govan Shmoneh, which we took to mean, when it said over here Govan Shmoneh, that couldn't possibly be a reference to the doors themselves, and the correct gear says, we'll see, has to be the Gova Shmoneh, the height of 8. We took to mean, since all the doors in the Beit HaMikdash were 20 amot high, this must refer to a small mechitza that was put in front of them, which was 8 amot high, and that was more of a tzniut issue. And nonetheless, why did they put the Shnei Pishpishim there? In order to be machshir, kidei lachshir tazara kula, lachilat kodshei kodashim, ulishkidat kodshei kodashim. So we needed to be machshir the entire area. But now it says, how are we being machshir the entire area? By putting a gova. So apparently the gova isn't a problem. A gova can be part of the solution. So my love, the ika kamayu gova shmona, right? I mean, doesn't that mean that there was a gova shmona that was in front? No. It means the gavu ninu shmona. It means that the height of these openings were shmona. That's all it means. How could that be? It says, doesn't it say meitve kol sharim shayusham govan esrim ama? It says that all the openings were 20 amot. And you're telling me govan means these doors were these tiny doors and they were only 15 feet high? That's ridiculous. Who could fit in? So there's certainly not the standard door. Okay, but remember, this is a pishpish. I mean, pishpish is kind of the word you would use for a mousetrap. You know, you go into a tiny door, you're right. So it's only 15 feet high. No? It's a big deal. So if it's 8 amot, so you're right, it's a tiny door, but that's good enough for a pishpish. But wait, ha'ika tzedadim. What about the edges between the ulam and the northern wall and the ulam and the southern wall? We're over there, that's not in front of the front door. It's not in front of the back door. It's on the side. And you said, kol hazara. How is this kol hazara? Oh, the mayalu bekeren zavit. They put the pishpishin on the corner. So that way, if you're standing to the side, you also see a door. And if you're standing behind, you also see a door in either direction. And that's machshir the sides and the back. Ah, but what about behind the Beit HaKaporet itself? There, there's no back door. There is there. So how can you say kol hazara? What are you going to do when you get behind the actual Eichel? That's not Lifnei HaOmoed. Ask the Gemara and Achorei Beit HaKaporet. Mai? Ah, not a problem. Tashma di Omar Rami Bar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. You know, there was a lul katan. There was this tiny little opening that was behind the Beit HaKaporet. Yeah, it was only 15 feet high. Gavoah Shmona Amod. And why was that there? To be machshir the back of the Azorah. So that was the behind the Beit HaKaporet. Those 11 Amod should also be kosher. And that was to be machshir the Azorah. L'chilat kodshei kodashim. U'l'shkitat kodshei kodashim. That was machshir. Actually, we're going to see later on that the Lashon that includes both. Achil and Shkita is loved after here. Correct here says include those words. V'haynu dichtiv. That's why we find in Divrei HaYamim a very strange word. A word l'parbar. What exactly is a parbar? So over there, the Pasuk talks about a parbar, which is somewhere behind. Myla parbar, Omar Rabba bar of Shila, it's like a person would say, klape bar, parbar, something that faces outside. Here too, it's this opening which faces the outside that becomes now an opening. There it's referring to a list of places where they had shomrim. So they had shomrim, shmira of the Eichal, on the outside of a parbar. So the point of a parbar is that something in the Beit HaMikdash was facing klapei chutz, which required shmira, and that must have been in order to be makshir that area as well as being the lifnei, in the ultimate sense, lifnei olamoid. But if there hadn't been any doors, then Eirachinami, we would have been stuck with a straight line, and we wouldn't have been able to be makshir those sides. Minolon de Boy Tzafon, the Tony Rabba Barachonan Kamedo Rabba, Vaasitem, Seir, Izim, and Chavachatat, Machatat, Pitzafon of Shamit, Sibur, Pitzafon, Omele Rabba, wait a minute, Chatat, Mechan, Lambda, Miola, Vichidover, Alabi, Behekesh, Kozim, Alami, Behekesh. Ella says Rabba, be the Tony Ramori, Greater of Kana, Alalotekem, Vialzivche Shamache. So just like the others, Kachi Kachim, Av Zivche Shamit, Sibur, which is the only place could be referring to of Chatzatzrot, is also Kachi Kadoshi. Ma Ola Betzafon, of Zivche Shamei Tzibur Betzafon. So what was the point of a Kesha Kamala Mayata? Ah, that is coming to tell me a Hekesh, that's not a Hekesh, Chazur Malami Behekesh. That's a Hekesh Techatas Agabe Achila. Ma Chatat Eden Echelet Ela Lezikrei Kuhuna, of Zivche Shamei Tzibur Eden Echelet Ela Lezikrei Kuhuna. Amalei Abai, well, if that's the case, you should say the same thing by an El Nazir. Where over there it says, V'ikrivet korban ola, Shem keves ben shnatot tabim achad lo ola, V'chavsa achad bat shnatat tmimav lachatat, V'ay alachat tamim l'shlamim. So you're going to tell me the same thing, Hachinami. Name of the Hikish, HaKatov lachatat, Ma chatat en enechel v'lezikre kuhuna, Af El Nazir en enechel v'lezikre kuhuna? Nah, come on, Hachi Hashta. So it's telling you that the rest of it is given to the Baalim. Okay, says Abaya, fine, accept that. But how about the Zroa B'Sheila itself? The Zroa B'Sheila mi alole tachel alo zikre kuhuna. That's kash. V'ibaydema kodshei ikre. They're not called kodshei kodshim, lo ikre, because it's kodesh lakoyin. At all, Omar Rava, to teach me the other direction, that the Chatas is as good as the El Nozir, namely in Gilach al Echad Bishloshtam Yatsa. Hatodave El Nozir Kachim Kalim Shkitatan Bechoma Komba Azarava Dabanta Unshte Matanot Shein Arba. Venechalim Bechola Ir Lechola Dam Bechoma Kalion Velaylav Chatzot. Hamuramiyam Kayotsebiyam. Ela shamuram neachal hakohanim l'nishayem l'bneihem ul'avdeihem. Toda rabbanan, chazei ha'trufa v'chok ha'truma t'ochlu b'makom tahor. Omer Rebbe Nechemya, what is that supposed to mean? V'chi rishonim b'tumah ochlum. Ela tahor mechal shutamei, meaning tahor mitumat b'tzora, but it's a mokam that is mutter for tumat izav. V'eze zeze machan yisro. V'im b'tahor mitumat zav, v'tamei mitumat meit, v'eze zeze machan elaviyah. Om Rabbi Om Akrava Chaltem Otabe Makom Kadosh Otabe Makom Kadosh V'Lacherbe Makom Kadosh, which means Afke L'Machan Elavia. Then when it says Makom Tahor, that must be adding something. So that's Afke L'Machan Yisrael. Rava says no. Start first of all with complete Afke. When it says Otabe Makom Kadosh V'Lacherbe Makom Kadosh, that already puts you out in the midbar. Afke L'Gamre. Then when the Torah writes Tochlu B'Makom Tahor. Now it's Eile, but how far is it Eile only Lamachan Yisroel? Why not Eile Lamachan Levia? Well, I mean, Lachadam Aylinan, Latarti Lom Aylinan. Well, if that's the case of Fukinami, you should say, Lachadam Afkina, Mitarti Lom Afkina, what pushed you all the way out into the midbar? Not to mention the fact that what about the Pasuk of Lotuchal, Lecho Bisha'arecha, Vichon Nidarecha, it says over there. So therefore, forget about that. Elamachvar Tekiri Abaye. Shlomim or kachim kalim shchitatan b'chol makom ba'azara v'daman ta'un shtei matanot shein arba nechon b'chol ha'ir l'chol adam b'chol ma'achal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad hamuram hem kayotzei behem ela shahamuram nechol l'kohanim l'nishem l'bneim l'abdeim tono rabbonim v'shachato petachom moed v'shachato ta lifnei omoed v'shachato ta lifnei omoed. These are three psukim that are makshir, kol aruchot b'kachim kalim. Obviously, I don't need a pasuk for tzofim, kavachorma that's so fun, because makachik adashim shalom shur b'kol avukol huk shur b'tzafan kachim kam shur b'kol avukol for sure ino din shuk shur b'tzafan. Rabbi Eliezer omer lo ne'amar katuv on the contrary it's dafka lahach shur b'tzafan sheyachov alo dinu. If kachim kalim, which have a very broad area huk shur b'kol avukol, nonetheless kachik adashim can't get in there at all. Kachik adashim, which are very unique, Shiloh Ukshra Elabitzafon, in addition to Shiloh Ukshra Mekomenet to Kachim Kali, Talmud Lamar, therefore we have all these three psukim, Petach Omeit, Ifneo Omeit, and so on. But my coming, forget. Tanagama Sabat Latakrak Tivik Chavagufin, anybody, Petach Omeit, Chad Lakshit Stadim, Vechad Livsot Sidek Stadim, Tsafein Luitzichra, Rabbi Eliezer Sava. Chad legufe, did you buy petach omoid? Yes. Chad is lachshut safein, and chad is lachshut study. What do I need a pasuk to tell me not tzidet study? If I only was just matter study, so tzidet study leitzich kro. So mashachad echtiv petach omoid, mashachad echtiv lifnei omoid. That's gufe. The whole point we've been saying. Kamashmula. Kiravir omer shmul. The only ravir omer shmul shelamim sheshachatan. Kodem shiftechu dato teichal pesulim sheneamar shechato petach omoed bezman shupatu avol bezman shuto naulit manami omar mokver barchaman rabbi ezra bechanina shlam shavka kodem shiftechu dato teichal pesulim sheneamar shechato petach omoed bezman shupetach barchav atuach avol bezman shu naul b'marav amat mehachi omar rabbi yakub barach omar rabbi ashi shlamim sheshachtan kodem shiftechu dato teichal pesulim. Obamishkan, Kurim Shiamido Alavimata Mishkan, Ulayaka Shifrik Walavimata Mishkan, Psulim. So now Pshita, Mugav is definitely Kana Udami. But how about a Vilon, my? Omer Rabbi Zera, what's mine? And I say, like a Batak Patua. Gova, my? Tashma, the tiny resmid of Dana. Shnei Pish Pishina, you have a better Khalifon. Govan, Shimone. Kedelach Shirta Zarakula Lachilas Kachikadashim. Ulashkitas Kachim Kalim. So my love, the Ika Kamayu Gova of Shmona, right? No. Govan Nino of themselves is Shmona. How could that be? Meitve. Kola Sharim Shayusham. Govan was Esrim Amma. Varoch van Esrama. Pishpish is not a Shahar. Pishpish are not shiny. What about the studying of the Ulam? Tama'ayalu Bekeren Zavid. What about Achori Beta Kaporetma? Toshmad Yomarami Baravino Marab, Lul Katana Yao Kore Beta Kaporet, Govo Shimona Amot Kite Lakshita Azora, even behind the Echal, Lechios Kachikadoshim, perhaps Shkitas Kachim Kalim, that part really isn't there. Hanu the Khtiv, Shnaim Le Parbar. What's a Parbar? Omarab Bar of Shila Kamad Yomar, Kilape Bar.
Following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle. You're going to have to act in locum sabajash, I'm afraid. That's a much more difficult job than... So the next in the list of the Kachik Adashim are the only Shlamim that are brought by a Tzibur, and they're called Zibchei Shalmei Tzibur, which are brought with Anshuas with the Shtei Halechem. Plus the Ashamas. Ashamas, of course, are never brought by a Tzibur. Elu hein Ashamot, Asham Gizelot, Asham Mi'ilot, Asham Shikra Harufa. We know that in the list of the Ashamos, of the, at least, the second year Ashamas, we have Asham Zelos, Asham Mi'ilos, Asham Shikra Harufa, and also we have Asham Tolui in that list. We'll have to see why the mission lists it in this order. And the Yashem Gezelos, of course, is the Yashem that's brought when somebody made a shvua about money, claiming he didn't own it, and then came back now and did teshuva and desires to repay it. This he brings a Korban Yashem together with an additional Chomesh. The Yasha Me'ilos is for someone who is Menem and a Hegdesh Peshogeg. Yasha Shivka Harufa is someone who sleeps, even the Mazid with a Shivka Harufa leash, Bachlokas. In the Gemara, exactly what a Shivka Harufa is, it's a Chata Shivka Chasibas Chorid. And an Asham Nazir, an Asham Metzera, those are actually different ages. We saw before that we were mostly done from the general rule of two shekel. And an Asham Tolim, which is brought mitzad ha-sofek. So we don't talk about the Sveikas in the same list as the Vadonim here. All of those Ashamais and the Zivchei Shamei Tzibur share the general din of Kodshei Kadashim, and that Shkitas and Betzofen doesn't mention, by the way, Kodshei Kadashim, because it says it beferish in the Pasuk. It was only, we were missing it only in the cases we had before, where it doesn't say Kodesh Kadashim. He said, well, then we stick it in by the Yerla. It's Shkitas Betzofen, the same as an Yerla. The Kibbutz Domun is Beklar Shoreis Betzofen, the same as the Yerla Domun, Ta'un Shtei Matanot Shein Arba. Also, the same as the Yerla, the same place on the Mizbeach, and the Mokum of the Achila, being its Kodshei Kadashim, is limited to inside the Azara, and it's only for Zichrei Kuhuna, Lichol Ma'achal, it can be eaten only by males, it's not the same as Truma, it has a din of Kodesh Kadashim, and it can be eaten no matter how it's prepared. L'yom v'layla has the same halacha of achilav kodshei kadashim, in that it's only eaten for the day in which it's brought, plus the following night. And the rabbonim were machmir that the achilav should only be at chatzos, in order not to come l'day lina. Says the Gemara, Minolan, the Baitzof, and how do we know that the Asham and the Shalmei Tzibur require Shkita Betzof? The Tani Rova Bar of Chanan Kameda Rova, Vasitem Si'iri Zimachad Lechatos, Machatos Betzof, and not Shalmei Tzibur Betzof. In the same way that it says, and it continues on immediately after saying it's a whole list of the Korbanos that you bring together with the Shtei Alechem and Amor, so it says Vasitem Sirizim Echad Lechatas, and continues on Shnei Chvatzim for the Shlamim, which is the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. So it means that the Torah has compared them with a Hekesh Machatas Betzofen Shalmei Tzibur Betzofen. Amalei Rava, what kind of raya is that? How do you know that the Nechatas is Betzofen? You only know it from an Oyma. V'chichatas me'echad l'mda mi'olam. So what are you telling me? The Dara Allah mi'be'ekesh, Chosim Allah mi'be'ekesh. We know already, we have two writers, that that's not true. You can't use a hekesh to teach something another hekesh, so cross that out. Let's see what the real basis is for saying that Zifre Shal Mitzibah the same thing as Nechatas. Ela, mi'detoni Rav Mori Bereda Rav Kahana, al olotechem, va'al Zifre Shal Mechem, the real mocker, is interestingly enough from the halacha of Tekiah. Where over there, there's a, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make his chatzotzrot. So at the very end of the parsha of the chatzotzrot, there's a tzivui to be tokeah, which the general dinim of shir, on your, it says over there, on your what? Olotechem, la zivchei shalmechem. Now there is no zivchei shalmechem other than kibs kvasim for the atzeret, because it can't be referring to zivchei shalmechem of a yachid, because the Torah specifically is memayit a korban yachid from the din of shira, and therefore it must be that the Torah is comparing zivchei shalmechem to ola. Ma ola kadash kadashim av zivchei shalmechiba kadash kadashim. In which case, ma'ala b'tzofan, av zivchei shal mitzibur b'tzofan, so that that all follows. But so then, what really is the point of Akesha Kama? What is the point of the terrorist comparison of the zivchei shal mitzibur to carbon chatas, since l'maisa is compared directly to an oila? I mean, so an oila is the source. The chatas doesn't do us any good because we can't learn actually to b'tzofan of chatas. But there's a big difference, you see. If you compare it to an oila, you don't know anything about the halachas of the achila, because there is no achila by an oila. So therefore, I need the hekesh to chatas, to tell me ki chatas, ma chatas, in an achelas, elo le zichrei kuna, ab zichrei shamei tzibur, in an achelas, elo le zichrei kuna. Omalei Abayas, as Abayas, you're going to tell me that a hekesh of zichrei shamei tzibur, the chatas, limits the zman of the achila, limits the dinim of the achila to zichrei kuhuna. So then you should say the same thing with gabei el nazir, because by el nazir dechsev v'ikrivet korbanot laHashem kevet ben shnato tamim echad la'ola v'kivsa achat bat shnatat mimala chatat v'ayal achat tamim la'shlamim. So what do we have over here? We have a list of korbanos that puts a shlamim together with an ayal achatas.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that we have over here. Lagavi zivchishal mitzibur. So you should say, "Achin ami neima deikisha hakosim lachatas and machatas and inachelah the zikre kuhuna afel nozir nami and inachelah all the zikre kuhuna." So why don't you come to the incredible conclusion that the special muram that we take off from the El Nazir, actually we're not up to that yet, the El Nazir Bichlal should have a din, not that it should be given to the Baalim, it should be given to the Kahuna to be eaten as Kachi Kadashim. No, no, Chiyash, you can't say that, because it would run against the Perish the Pasuk. Hotzam, Kiva Detsiva Lakacha Kohenet Azroah B'Sheilam in the aisle over there, there's a special matzana to the kohen that appears only by El Nazir, which is to take the zroa. That zroa was boiled up b'makom kadosh with the hair of the nazir underneath it in the fire, and that's given to the kohen. So obviously, the rest of it is not meant to be given to the kohen. Okay, fine, I'll accept that. But the zroa b'shela itself should have a din of kachi kadosh. Is that at Legabe, whatever we can compare it to the Chatzis, we should compare it. So you're telling me, okay, the Torah Gufa says don't give the whole thing to the Kohen. Fine, fine. But the part that's given to the Kohen shouldn't have a din stam of because of a short of a shlomim, that it could be eaten by the family and so on. It should have a din of Kodesh Kadashi. So there's Ra B'Shela Lo Le'achel Ela L'Zichre Kuna. Okay, Kasha, fine, you have a problem. Vibori Seimo, I can give you an answer. I mean, the Maisa, forget about the fact that it says that the buzzer should be given to the violin. The point is that you'll notice that the Torah, when it talks about the Zerah B'Shela, specifically calls it Kedesh, La Kohen. Doesn't say Kedesh La Hashem, La Kohen. Doesn't say Kodesh Kodeshim, La Kohen, which generally means that it goes to HaKadosh Baruch goes to Shulchan Gavaya, and Shulchan Gavaya is Mizakeh to the Kohen, so to speak, as the Gemara will explain later on by other Inyanim. Ella, the pshat over here is that it's Gufa coming to tell you it only has the din of a single Kedusha. So it has the same din, basically, as Truma or Kachin Kalim. In which case, it's telling you not to compare it here to the Ichatas, to be eaten only by males and only in a Makom Kadosh. That's the point. Okay, so if that's the point, then what was the reason to make this comparison? I mean, putting them all together as if the El Nazir, which is a Shlomim, should have the same din as a Chatas and a Neila. Why did the Torah do that? So if that's the case, it's the Gemara of Alamai Yilchasa Iskish, Amar Rava, very important Hekesh. Because it's coming to tell me that they're all the same, like Avi the Halach of Nazir itself. She'im Gilach, Alakad Mishloshtam, Yatzah. That like this, you thought that it was coming to tell me that the El Nazir is similar to the Chatas, just the opposite. It's coming to tell me that the Chatas, the Yerla, is similar to the El Nazir. We know that the El Nazir is the essential thing that is matir the Nazir now in all of the things that were lost. Because it says the Feirish after bringing the El Nazir, the Achar Yishteh Nazir Yayin. It says the Feirish there. And after he does this, then he drinks wine. Now you might have thought that that means Badavka, Achar bringing this carbon itself. How do you know that it would be good enough to bring just the Chatas, so just the Yaila, and not do this whole special El Nazir? So that comes along the Hekish to tell me that the Chatas is as good as the Yaila for this. The Yaila is as good as the Yaila. And that Lamai says, as soon as he brings one of them, even though that's not the main place where it says the Halacha, of the Gibuach, because it says the Gilach Hanazir Pesach Hayom Mayed in the middle of the parsha of the El Nazir, and it says to take his hair and to put it underneath the shlamim that you're cooking, which is wouldn't obviously doesn't make any sense by the other korbanim. But Apatikin, that there is Makish to tell me that his Yotze and he's no longer Otzer in the Yisur and the Ziris. Hatodah the El Nazir Kachin Kalim. That concludes now our Kachin Kadashim list. So we went through the Chata'ot HaPnimiyot, which was we started off with the Lifnai V'Lifnim, which was the Parvus Erev Yom HaKippurim, and then we went, the reason we started with Chatas, remember, was because it's been Asher Midrasha, Bimkom Asher Yishchatas Olah, so we liked that better. Then we went to the most Moskosha, being the Lifnai V'Lifnim, and then we went to the ones that are brought Lifnim, which is the Par of the Kohen Mashiach comes first, and then we have the Par Elam Dover Shel Tzibur, and then we went to the Chatos that are of the Bachutz, and or which is either the Sayonasi or the Kispa or Seira of a Yochid. Then we went back to the Mokar of the Limud, which is the Ayla. And anyway, as Rashi points out there, the Ayla is the most Kodesh Kodeshim because it's Kula Kola Legavaya. In that sense, it doesn't have anything that's shared with people. And then we went on now to our Ashonais and to Zikre Shalmei Tzibur, and now we're turning to Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, Shkitatan Bechomakom Ba'azara, so this includes the Teda and the El Nazir. Now we'll see, of course, it includes a regular Shormin, but the Teda and El Nazir are unique because of the Lechem, so they're more Chomor, and they have these special halachas. So we list them now first, then later on, the next mission we'll get the Shlomi, regular Shlomi. So they're kachim kalim, shchitatam b'chol makom ba'azara. They could be shechted anywhere. They don't have to be shechted b'tzafon the way that the Eila is, nor is there a special din of the Kabbalah's Adam. The way in which we take care of their dam is similar to the way that the Eila and the Chathas were, the Eila was handled and the Archim was handled. Namely, that daman that ta'un shtei matanot shehin arba. So we do it on the diagonal in the Mizbeach, when they're calling the Chol Ha'ir. These can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. L'chol Adam, you don't require a Kohen to eat them, and they're eaten b'chol ma'akal, l'yom v'layla ad chatzos. They're more chomer, the Toda and El Nazir, because even though they're kachim kalim, they're still only allowed to be eaten for one day, you know, the day in which you're makriv it, and the night that follows, and we're makrivim it rabon and ad chatzos. Hamuram me'em kayotzei behen. Now, the muram, that which is to the truma that is taken off of the Toda and the El Nazir and that is given to the Kohen, is the same din in terms of where it's eaten, how long it's eaten, and so on. The only difference being that the Basar of the Toda and the El Nazir is eaten by the owners. But the Muram is Ne'echal Kohanim, since it's a gift to the Kohanim, it's eaten by the Kohanim, it's the same thing as Truma. Truma can be eaten by Nishayim, it can be eaten by Mrs. Kohen, it can be eaten by Little Kohen, it can be eaten by an Eved of a Kohen, anything that's Mikneh Kaspo, and so on, fine. But this is not eaten any longer by the Baal and by Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanan, et chazeh ha-tnufa ve'et shok ha-truma tochlu bimkom tohor. We're trying to prove now that the halakha of the Muram, the Chazei HaTzmufa, the Shok HaTzuma, this was said in the Parsha of the Miluim, in Parsha Shmini, but this is basically the model for how it is that we treat the Muram min HaShlamim. The thing, the part that we call the part that we're Muram, and we also literally we wave it about, and it's so we call that the Shok HaTzuma and so on. So those parts that are given to the Kohanim, where are they supposed to eat it? It says, eat it b'makom tohor. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Omer Rebbe Nechemia. We had a whole bunch of korbanos over years. So we had the Seirim, we had the Korban Mincha. Now, these were all eaten by Kohanim. So, what are you saying? That the Kirishonim, the Tumachlum, what were you saying? Here, all of a sudden, after the Mubakadosh, you eat it b'makom tohor. Everything was eaten b'makom tohor. Why are we mentioning b'makom tohor? Ela the pshat is michlal shu tamei. If it's saying tahor, what it means is there shall be an element of taira even in this. The others were kulay tahor. Now let's recognize what that means, because the truth is we have three different levels of taira that reflect the aspects of the asara kedushas as they're mentioned in the Mishnah. So we have the machane shchina, we have the machane leviya, and we have the machane yisrael. Now, in the Midbar, we know what that is. It's very clear and very well demarcated. In Eretz Yisrael, once we come into Eretz Yisrael, those three machanos are the actual Hekal, the Azora, and then we have Yerushalayim. Now, Midrabbanim, we add various elements in between. But those are the three central machanos. Mi'ikar Adin, we know that the Mitzera is not allowed even in the Machane Yisrael. So he has to be mechutz machanah, means mechutz l'shalosh machanahs. A zav, we know, is not allowed into the machanah leviyah either. We're more machanah on that. And then we have the tamei meis, however, actual meis atzmo that is allowed in, and they're in the machanah leviyah, and there we're machbedachra machanah shkina. So that means we have three different levels. When it says oviyah b'makom tahor, it's got to be saying partially tahor. So therefore, what it must mean is tahor mitumat mitzorah, so that it's something that you can't have a mitzorah in. So in Yerushalayim, you can't have a mitzorah. But tome the tumah zav. But you can have other tumah. You can have a zav in it. A zav is allowed to be in Yerushalayim. So what is that a reference to? Therefore, it's got to be a reference to Machane Yisrael, which teaches me that the chazeiat umvav v'shoka truma is eaten somewhere in Yerushalayim. Well, how do you know? Maybe it means ema mi tohar mituma zav v'tame mituma zmeis. Maybe it means you can only eat in the Azara. And where a zav is not allowed in, but a mace is allowed in. Maybe that's the pshat. Veiz is a machana levia. No, it says abaya. It can't mean that. Because if you take a look at the way in which all of the akilah is discussed, it first says by the mincha, which is also one of the things that was brought by the miluim. So it says over there, v'achaltem otah bimkom kadosh. Which means otah bimkom kadosh v'lo acher bimkom kadosh. That means the only thing that the Torah is insisting requires you to eat it in a mokom, which is kulay kadosh, is the mincha, which implies that the muram, the shoka truma, is not eaten in a mokom kadosh. Now, that means, therefore, we throw it out of one level. So it no longer has to be in the machane shechina. So afka l'machane levia. We now said that the other things that are eaten, which is the chazeya tenufa and the shoka truma, is not eaten in a makom kadosh mamish. It's eaten, let's say, in a machane levia. But if you come along now and say the next pasuk, which is b'makom tahor, it can't be coming to tell me the machane levia either. Because I would already have known that from the fact that only the mincha is supposed to be in the book of Kadosh. Therefore, it must be coming to be motzi me from yet another level and taking me all the way out into Machane Yisrael, which in our terms, in permanent terms, becomes Yerushalayim. So that means that now it's telling me not to think that it's the difference between Tumas Meis and Tumas Zivas. Oh, no. It's the difference between Tumas Zivas and Tumas Metzerah. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it in a place where you can have a zav, but you cannot eat it in a place where you could have a mitzvah. Therefore, you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim where a mitzvah would be allowed. Okay? So we have two separate circuits, basically. So now, let's see that inside. V'chaltem otah bimkom kadosh, otah bimkom kadosh v'lo acher bimkom kadosh, afke l'machane levia. We've thrown her out, so to speak, the chazeiat nufan v'shoka truma now one level down. And now, Haraksi b'makom tahor, by saying the next pasuk, you're sending us out yet one additional level, which is Afkele Machane Yisrael. Rava says, that's not how to look at it. The way to look at it is to recognize that when you say Ota b'makom kadosh, v'lo acher b'makom kadosh, you just threw it out completely from anything that has to do with Kedusha. So for all intents and purposes, it's now outside of everything. It's outside of the Machane. It doesn't require any Kedusha. Now when the pasuk comes along, he says, no, wait a minute. Let's not exaggerate. You should eat it b'makom tahor. Okay. So it says, eat it b'makom tahor. That takes you in one step. So eat it b'makom tahor. You now are back inside Yerushalayim. You don't have a right to go back two steps. So memela, that balance is the way to understand. You don't have to look at the way Abaye is looking at it. This was very strange. We would only say otav b'makom kadosh, so one level of kedusha. Why one level of kedusha? Let's see that inside. So Rav Amar otav b'makom kadosh v'lo acher b'makom kadosh at all. After the gamre, you now basically excuse the achilah of the chazeiat nufan shoka truma from any dinim of kedusha. Now when you go back, v'hara kasev rachmana tochlu b'makom tahor, Ayle l'machane Yisrael. You just brought it back into the first level, which is Machane Yisrael, back into Yerushalayim. Well, wait a minute now. Why not say you brought it back into Machane Levia? Well, what do you mean? Because l'chadam ayleinu, l'tati lo ayleinu. If you only have one faucet, you bring it in one level. Oh, yeah? So then when you threw it out, why did you throw it out of two levels? Make up your mind. So yachi l'chadam mafkina, l'tati lo mafkina. You say the same thing about the otah. That the otah is b'mayit at one level, it doesn't require machane shechina, it goes out to machane levia. The od, and furthermore, I understand what you're saying. Afke legamri, what we really had a havamina, that you'd be allowed to eat the chazeiat tufa and shoka truma outside of Yerushalayim. And what would we do with the pasuk of the lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha ma'asadeg amchaz roshchav yitzarecha, and so on and so forth, which links all of the dvarim, and you're not allowed to eat the ma'asadeg amchaz roshchav yitzarecha, you're not allowed to this truma min ha'hegdash, you're not allowed to eat stam anywhere. Clearly, Abaya's approach over here is better than Rava's approach. Shlamim? How about regular shlamim? Kodshe Gvul, that's why it's called Kodshe Gvul. Anywhere in the Gvul. That's a shame. Shlamim, Kodshim Kam. Now Shlomim are also Kodshim Kam. They have a further kula, as we know. Shchitatam b'chol makom b'azara, damanton shtei matanot shenar bar, mekolim b'chol ha'ir, l'chol adam b'chol ma'akal, and here's their kula. Everything so far was exactly the same. The difference is that they're eaten l'shnei yamim, v'layla ekat. They're eaten for 2 days. Hamuram mehem, and when we take off the chazah and the shok from a regular shlomim, it also has the same kula, and it's eaten also for 2 days. And it's eaten the same way that the chazav ishok of the El Nazir and the Taita are eaten. And that's dafka l'kohanim, l'nishayem, l'vneyem, l'abdehem. So now we want to establish that kachim kalim can be shechted anywhere at all.
Excuse me, anywhere at all?
In the Azara. Because the truth is, there's certainly an indication in the Taita that it's not anywhere at all in the Azara. Because it does say, Vishokto Pesach Ohel Moed. Now, we have three separate parshias by Shlomim, which are repeated one after the other in Vayikra, because it's three different types of Shlomim. We have the Shlomim of a Bokar, and the Shlomim of a Keves, and the Shlomim of a Tzon. And in each one of them, it uses some kind of language that talks about the Ohel Moed. In the opening parsha of Den Bakar, it says, the Pesach Ohel Moed. That certainly leads one to think that it's got to be right in front, maybe a line drawn from the Pesach directly across. So within that area that's right in front of the Pesach, you could shecht it. But then it repeats, both by the Shlomim of Tvasim and the Shlomim of Tzom, it says, V'shachat oto lifnei ohel moed, and repeats again, V'shachat oto lifnei ohel moed. Now that comes to be machshir kol haruchot, and we'll talk about the three psukim exactly in the language in a moment. So that's Lahakshir Kol HaRuchot B'Kashim Kalim. And because, I mean, the only thing that you might think was that maybe Tzofon is unique to Kodshei Kodashim. But if you think about it, it's just the opposite, because Kal V'Chomer L'Tzofon. Look, if Kodshei Kodashim, and the Torah is Makpid, and it says we want you only to be B'Tzofon, it's Lo Hukshur B'Kol HaRuchot, we don't want you to be just anywhere, you've got to be B'Tzofon. So Kachim Kalim, which are kosher in any of the Ruchot, Eino Din Shul Shul B'Tzofon, certainly there should be kosher B'Tzofon. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me Tzofon, I only need a pasuk to tell me non-Tzofon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, oh no siree, excuse me, the only reason we need that third pasuk, and we'll see exactly what they're arguing and how they apply the different psukim. The only reason we need that third pasuk is lahakshir tzafon, is to tell me that tzafon is kosher, because otherwise I would have said, look, halodinu, uma kodashim kalim, shuhukshiru bekol haruchot, lo huksham mikoman etzo kodashim kodashim, Kodshei Kodashim Shelo Hukshur Ela B'Tzofon Eino Din Shelo Hukshar Mekoman Etzo Kodshim Kalim. The point over here is, we're going to see what they're arguing about very soon, but the point over here is, Rebbe Eliezer, if it hadn't been this pasuk, I would have concluded exactly the opposite from the Kal V'Chomer. I would have said, look, the Torah's miyachid miyuchid places for various types of kodshim. If Kodshei Kodashim, if Kodshim Kalim, which are much more open, Lagabi Amokim Shkita, we just proved that from the first psukim, and nonetheless, that place is so minyuchad for them that it excludes Kodshei Kodashim from it. That's how to look at it. See, the way you're looking at it is that there's some kind of magic about Tzofon. Now, if you would tell me that there is a new Kedusha called Tzofon, then your Kal V'Chomer would be right. There's no new Kedusha that's recognized B'Tzofon. Absolutely no din at all differentiates B'Tzofon from anywhere else, other than the fact that the Erev and the Chatas and the Arjim have to be shechted B'Tzofon. Now, the way to look at that is not that it's a chumrah in terms of a higher kedusha, which is unheard of. Rather, it's that it is a specific thing, that's all. So each thing is assigned its specific place. The specificity of Kachin Kadoshim is greater than the specificity of Kachin Kalim. That's what it means. They have their specific place, which is broader, and it has its specific place, which is more limited, which is generally the approach of Kachin. The more holy something is, the more specific it is by definition. Now, if that's the case, the Kabbalah Chumrah runs in the other direction. If Kachin Kalim, which have a much less limited specificity, are nonetheless, we exclude that place for Kachin Kadashim. So then Kachin Kadashim, which have a much more specific place, which is only Tzafin, should certainly exclude Kachin Kalim. That's the way that I would look at it. Because it's like saying, it's like comparing, if the Kedusha of a Shivcha Harufa, which is only a partial Kedusha, excludes anybody else from sleeping with her, so the Kedusha of a Yisrael, which is Kachin Kadashim, so to speak, makes a total exclusion of anybody, right? That's the same idea. Kedusha is specificity, so if Kachin Kadoshim are more specific, then they exclude Kachin Kalim. That's how to look at it. If it were a din in how much Tyra you need, or something, it's an extra din of Tyra, you could say it's a chumrah of Kachin Kadoshim, they require more Tyra, so Kachin Kalim certainly are kosher with more. But there's no such thing. The way to look at it is not that it's a chumrah in terms of Tyra and Kedusha, but rather that's a chumrah in terms of specificity. So then you have the Kabbalah Chumrah in the exact opposite way. And this is an incredibly profound difference between them. And now to look at the Klal HaLoch of Tzof. Comes along the Pasuk down to be Makshir Tzof and for Kachin Kalim. That's what I need the third Pasuk for.
I'm not
sure,
because it's not, the Kabbalah Chumrah isn't so much between the two types of Kabbalahs, it's that it's sort of like a rebound off of the Korban, so therefore the Tzofen shouldn't be Roy or Kachin Kalim. How am I learning out of the place?
I'm sorry, but I'm not copying your words. Rebounds, this, I don't understand what it means. I don't mean to be obtuse. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not a straight Kabbalah Chumrah between Kachin Kalim and Kachin Kedoshim.
Why not? It's a straight Kabbalah Chumrah in terms of the nature of the specificity of Kedusha. Absolutely straight. The word Kedusha means specifics. If you find something that's even more specified, like other Kachim Kachim, so isn't it reasonable to say that it's exclusive of Kachim Kalim? If Kachim Kalim, which is less specific, excludes Kachim Kachim, certainly the other way around. What's wrong with that Kabbalah Chumrah? It's brilliant.
Because I'm learning how to get about the place in the base of Mikdash, not about the nature of the Korban.
I don't understand. The din of the boy suffering is not a din in the carbon. Required suffering is a din in the carbon. We're not learning anything about the place. We're learning about the din in the carbon.
So the carbon the more carbon is easy because it's more so. Obviously, if it's specific to carbon, it's going to be even more stronger for the more kedusha.
But it isn't kedusha. It's not a function of kedusha. That's the point he's making. It's a function of pure specificity in terms of the relationship. If one person is the Kaddish and Isha, and another person is the Kaddish and another Isha, we don't talk about that the greater kedusha in the Isha. It's kedusha in terms of the relationship of these two people. So over here, the kedusha of this particular place, let's view the place of the Beis Hamikdash as a woman. The relationship of Kachin Kalim to its woman is certainly going to be less chomer than the relationship of Kachin Kachin to its woman. Okay, so then how could Kachin Kalim go and violate the special relationship of Kachin Kachin to its woman? It's Malcolm in the Beit HaMikdash. That's its bias. Okay, Rabbi Tzai, you'll think about it. Let's go by it. And it's a philosophical discussion, so not an issue. We see clearly what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. So I would have thought that that's the case. Talmud Lomar therefore comes along the pasuk now to add the three tzokim, the shachto pesach ha'omoid, lifnei ha'omoid, and lifnei ha'omoid. Now, let's understand. This is now the lashon of their machlokas. We want to come along now to the Gemara, the Micah Miflagit. What exactly are they arguing about? Because clearly, the Tanakhama, who didn't require a pasuk to tell me the din of tzofin, is using one of the pesukim to tell me something that Rebbe Eliezer holds I don't need a pasuk for, and vice versa. As Rebbe Eliezer is saying, I do need a post to tell me that Sofrin is kosher for kosher b'kalin, and the Tanakhama holds I don't. So let's go through the limit and see where they're different. Now the Tanakhama says it's lata kroy ksivin. Tanakhama says, look, we've got three psukim basically tell me exactly the same halacha l'gabi shlomi. Chav l'gufe, now one comes to tell me it's halacha that is required halacha l'maisa. The nivoy petach o'omoid, and that means exactly what it says. Petach o'omoid, as opposed to lifnei o'omoid, occurs once, and it means what it says, the opening, which tells us that if the doors are closed, and you went in and you shechted the korban before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash opened, or before in times of the Mishkan, before the Mishkan was set up, or after the Mishkan was taken down, then you can throw out your korban, because it's possible. It needs to be petach, it needs to be open.
Why? Isn't the petach just an opening?
No. And chad lahakshir tzedadim, we'll see more of what defines petach as we go. V'chad lahakshir tzedadim, the other one is to say, now, but don't take that literally. Petach olamoid would have meant a straight line across from the opening. Therefore, there's lifnei olamoid in front of it, wherever in front of it. That would be to be makshir tzedadim. Now, if I'm makshir tzedadim, I might think, aha. So in other words, all you're telling me is that this is a fancy way of saying something that has the kiddusha of the Azara. That's what you're saying. So suppose I have one of the Lishakot, many of them had the kiddusha of the Azara. So if I walk into the Lishka and I shut inside of the Lishka, it should also be kosher. But that's Tidei Tzedadim. Therefore, I need the third pasuk to say, no, wait a minute, don't go too far. When I say lifnei olamoid, I mean lifnei olamoid. You can't have a wall in between and be in a different room. But still, it's just a technicality. No. It's not a technicality. It's a real meaning. And therefore, tzidei tzedadim are possible. But tzafan lo yitzichro. What do I need a pasuk for? To tell me that tzafan is a kal vachomer. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, let's look at this in a different way. Chad leguva. Yes, the first pasuk petach olamoid means what you say. Dini boy petach, it has to be open. That's okay. V'chad l'hakshir tzafon. I say that you still need a pasuk to tell me that tzafon is kosher. V'chad l'hakshir tzedadim. One of them is to tell me that even tzedadim are kosher. Tzidei tzedadim lo yitzichro. What do I need a pasuk to tell me tzidei tzedadim? I would have no havamina to say that tzidei tzedadim are included b'chol, because I understand lifnei is meaning literally no matter how you look at it. So I don't need a pasuk for tzidei tzedadim. That's how I see the three drashas.
What's the difference between
tzidei tzedadim and tzidei tzedadim? Tzidei tzedadim would have two meanings, as we'll see. Not in a real sense, because we avoid one of the problems. But for instance, we have lifnei ohomoid. Well, you have the same thing by the bracha of the Kohanim, right? You're standing in front of the Kohanim. How about if you're standing on the side of the Kohanim? How about if you're standing in the back of the Kohanim? Now, you have that same situation in the Beis HaMikdash, don't you? You have the door of the Heichal. How about if you're in the back of the Heichal? How about if you're on the side of the Heichal? That we're going to discuss, but that would be Tzidei Tzedadim. It's not lifnei ohomoid by any stretch of the imagination. So it ought to be personal, and we'll see how we make it kosher. The other meaning of Tzidei Tzedadim would be if it would be behind a room. You go into a room, you're in a lishka. So now maybe it has the same kedusha, technically speaking, with Agavidi Okastuma and so on, but it does not have the din of lifnei, because it's not really directly in front. Now, I ask you this, Maishnahaka, why is it that we have three different psukim and they don't use the same language? Why is it that with one of the psukim it says v'shachto petach o'homoid, whereas by the other two, ma'ishna v'kulo d'chsibu lifnei o'homoid? Why? How do you explain the difference? Milta agavurke kamashvan. This is coming to tell me the word petach should be understood as specifically patuach. Ked Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. V'yom Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, shlamim sheshachatam kodem sheyiftechu daltot ha'echal psulim. So if you shek the carbon shlomim while the doors are still locked, you can forget about it. It marnami yom amaruk v'barcham am Rav Yosi v'Rav Chanina shlomim shishachtan kodem shiftechu daltot ha'echal psulim shenema v'shachto petach olamoyed bizman shepetach ha'echal patuach v'lo bizman shehu na'ul. This is the way we learn, said it over here in the Bavli, b'ma'arav ha'matzni achi. They say it in slightly different wording in Eretz Yisrael. And they say like this, Omar Rabban, the girsa that we have is really mixed up over here. You know, the Omar Rav Acha by Yaakov, it should say. Omar Ravashi, Shlamim Shishachtam, Kodim Shiftechu Daltot Hahechal, and we have to change this around a little bit also as in the Shita. Aksulim, Shenemar Bishakto Petachal Moed Bismancha Patuach Lubismanchu Naul. And then we add Shlamim Shishakhtam Karim Shiftaku Daltote Kapsulim Mazan Bhain Bamishkan is the way it should say after the Limud. Here we leave out the Limud completely. Bhain Bamishkan Ad Shaloya Midu Alaviyam Atamishkan Vilayakha Shapir Kalaviyam Atamishkan, it would have the same Allah and would be psulim. Now, Pshita Mugaf Kenol Dami. To say that it's locked, it makes a difference if it's locked or if it's closed. I mean, there's no halakhic concept, really, of locking as opposed to closing. So if it's closed, it's not the Pesach. It's not Batuach. How about if it's covered with a vilon? Is a vilon considered to be a closure? My. Omer Rebbe Zera. Like a blower. Okay. Omer Rebbe Zera, who had to mind and not to Ella Kipetach Batuach. That's no problem. That's like an open door. A vilon is viewed as tzniuta li'alma, not a ceiling. So it was with an S. How about gova, my? How about if it's lift, you have something in front of it. Let's say you have a pile of rocks. Now, of course, this leads you to the question, how about if you have a pile of rocks called the Mizbeach? Yeah. The Mizbeach is right in front of the Pesach HaOmer. That would mean if you're shechting in front of the Mizbeach, then what kind of avenue is that? It doesn't explain, that's not a problem. Because the Mizbeach does not cover the door. Because the doorway was 20 amos. I mean, you're talking about a 35-foot door. You know, I mean, the Mizbeach doesn't get up to the top of the Pesach of the HaOmer. So that's not our problem. The problem is, what if it actually covered the door, you couldn't see it? What would be the din then? Well, I'll bring you right at Tashma. The Tanya Rabbi Yezib Rabbi Yedomir, Shnei Pish Pishim, Ayubadet HaChalifot, Govan Shmona, Kedei Lachshir Ata Azara Kula Lachilat Kodshe Kodashim, Ula Shritat Kachim, Kachim Kalim. Now, this is a very fascinating thing. As I mentioned to you earlier, if Tidek Zdodim are Patzel, then the sides of the Ulam, the Heichal, and the back of the Heichal should be Patzel for Achilo or for Shrita. So how would they makshir it? So here comes along now the Brisa to tell us that small doors were made in the back of the Beit HaChalifot. Now imagine, you have to imagine the way, again, the Beit HaMikdash looks. You're standing at the Kotel HaMa'arvi. Suppose we make, and you're standing, of course, above the level of the Kotel HaMa'arvi that is now, which is just a retaining wall. You're standing on the top of the Kotel HaMa'arvi. You're looking into the Har HaBayit, and you break down the gate of the Azara, and you're looking into the Azara. What do you see? Well, what you see is the back of the Heichal, which is facing east, and then at the end of that back, you see two pieces coming out that extend outwards to the north and the south, and that is, that's over here, I don't know if you can see it, but you'd be seeing this, the top of the T, so to speak. The Eichel is like a T, with the Ulam being the top of the T, when viewed from behind. Now this area over here is, by no way can you imagine that that's called Petach HaOmoed. I mean, the Petach HaOmoed, what does it say, is here. How do you get to the back? So what they did was, and this was called the Beit HaKhalifot, you'll remember, because they had the lockers there to keep the Khalifs. So, but Beit HaKhalifot, you know how it is, every Shrekhov's gotta have his own Khalif. You try to get one of those rollers for the matzahs out of them that he can't, they keep hiding them, you know? The hardest thing with the matzahs is the guys that are rolling won't let you clean their rollers because they're dead. No, don't touch my roller. So they're machbiya them, and then they use them again, and God, oh, now that's the big problem. So over here they had the chalifot, everybody has his favorite chalif, we're not going to say, so they had blockers for the chalifs. And that was called the Beit HaKhalifot. In order to be machshir, the area behind here for Shechita, they made doors into the Heichal area from here. And that way you were looking at a Petach HaOmoed even if you were behind it. Right, so he's facing backwards. Now, we don't have to come up, well, how about this area? This area isn't in front of that door either, right?
Which area?
The area in back, the bottom of the
seat. Exactly.
Yeah, there you got a real problem.
Off to the side.
All right, so that the Gemara's going to ask, how about this area? This area doesn't have a door, and this area doesn't have a door. So the extending outwards north and south from the top of the T is doorless. And the bottom of the T all the way to the Kotel HaMa'arav, not our Kotel HaMa'arav, but the Kotel HaMa'arav, the of the Azor, not of Arabai, is also without a petach. But we have to figure out how those areas were kosher. But so far, what we do know is that they made Shnei Pishpishim, and we're not really interested in this, but all of this is tangential. We're trying only to prove that, yes, it would have been Sidei Tzedonim. We're only trying to prove that the...
So the T came from petach to being the front totally, and we're now going to the back because...
So we make a new petah, so that we can be marsher the bank. So now this says Govan Shmona. Now what does that mean? It can't possibly mean that they were only 8 amas high. I mean, that would only allow Og Melech HaBasha to get in. But I mean, you know, we want Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to walk in. And that's because it says that all of the doors were 20 amas high, and. And you're talking about this little tiny door, and it's 15 feet high, that you call a door? So, it must mean, when you say Govan Shmona, it means that they put a little, they basically structured the ground, so the ground, the landscaping, because it wasn't nice to have, you know, him at the door that's open in the back. I mean, so what they did apparently was the Govan Shmona meant, my love, the Ika Kamayu Govan Shmona. So they put landscaping in front of it so that you wouldn't be able to see into it. Which means that you don't have to see into it. And it's still considered to be Petach Patuach, even though it's landscaped in such a way that it's got a lump in front of it. So that's your answer. Well, who says it means that? Let's not stretch it. Maybe it means love. The Gavaninu Inu Shmona. They themselves are 8 amas high. No, how could there be only 8 amas high? Nesve. Kola Sharim Shayusham Govan Esrimama. Baruch Vanessa. Okay, but that's why we call these Pishpishin. I mean, Pishpishin means that they're little crawl spaces. I mean, 50 feet high is okay for crawl space, isn't it? I mean,
so. The swing goes.
So the male, that should be all right. but wait a minute. You could study. How about the sides of the T to the north and the south? What do you do about that? That doesn't have a door, not from the front door. Doesn't hit that area, not from the back door. Doesn't hit that area. So what are you going to do about the study? These doors were actually on a diagonal. And they opened both north on one side, south on the other side, and west. So they were northwest and southwest doors. So therefore, even the edges of the T had an actual pishpish there. So the Maya of the Karen's up. But what are you going to do with the bottom of the T, all the way up to the Kotel HaMa'arav via the Azara, where that's got no door at all, right? So is that possible? Nah. Tashma, the Amarami Bayud, Amarav, Lul Katan, Haya Chorei Beit HaKaporet, Gavoa Shmone Amot, כדי להכשיר את העזרה לאכילת קודשי קודשים ולשחיטת קודשים קלים. There was, in fact, an opening in the back, which was a window, and that allowed the back to also be called Pesach Olamoy. V'haydu d'chsiv, didn't you ever wonder what the meaning of the pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim that says Shnayim Leparbar? And what the heck is a parbar? Talk over there about the shomrim. It says, and there were 2 shomrim at the parbar. Now, it's unlikely that we actually had dispensary of drinks and so on, and, you know, together with the parim, I mean, and we had the shomrim. We certainly don't want the shomrim drinking at the parbar. So what was a parbar? So my le parbar, Omar Rababar of Shila commandi Omar Klape Bar. What it's saying is Lapar Bar in the area that was facing the back, the outside. So what area would be facing Klape, the back outside of the Heichal? There must have been, in fact, a lul. So it was a crawl space that was like a window that was in back of the Heichal to give it also a din of a Pesach. By the way, there's some question as to how in the world this would give it a din of a Pesach. Because, I mean, nobody is going to claim that if the doors to the Heichal are closed, that Shlomim are actually kosher because there's a Pesach in the back. And there's Pesach HaOmoed, which remains open all the time, even when the doors are not set up. Pesach. And this was a window. So some were, well, but theoretically you could look straight through this window and see the Pesach HaOmoed. Right? Because it's in a direct line. Ah, but that gets us into the problem of what do you do with the parochet? Because there was no opening there. There was the parochet there also considered not to be a closure. In the Bayit Sheni, that was the wall with the two parochets. One was Paroch Midor and one was Paroch Misof, and they never were open. And that took the place of the tracks. Big problem. How exactly did this work? But in any event, it's clear that something was put there in order to achieve...
Are these pictures of the Mishkan or of the
which picture? No, the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishkan didn't have any equivalent of an Ulam. So that was Machshir now the back. Okay, so we now have basically the entire Azara covered when it comes to Achilas Kachim Kachim or Shritas Kachim Kali. It's all Pesach HaOmoed, either through literally Pesach HaOmoed or through the Pishpishin on the sides of the Beit HaChalifot or through the Parvar in back of the Heichal itself. Yes, sir. Now we can get to your problem. No. What's your question? Whatever it's called, Pesach or Omoy.
No, not all. You can't,
you can't check
all
something
all
in front of all the doors of the Omoy. How would I say, check this piece, say it that way. Why do you always do that? You keep repeating your point instead of addressing the answer. I heard the point the first time. To keep repeating it never helps.
I'm sorry. The answer that you're giving does not address the question.
Well, that's because you haven't thought about it.
I did think about it.
You didn't even give yourself enough time. You repeat what you're saying and it wasn't fine. I'm not assuming. I know. Let us stop the conversation for 10 seconds to give you a chance to think. Think. Breathe deeply. Yeah. Wait, you didn't think yet. It was still breathing deeply. Take the breathing deep.
Okay.
Now let's think about what the Pasuk would say. Shefted by the various openings of the Omoid. That is not done in Hebrew. You don't shefted by various openings. You shefted by an opening. If it would have said shefted by ha petach Omoid, you'd be absolutely right. But if it says shechted by a door of the Omoed, which is what it does say in English equivalency, then any door would suffice.
I did think about it. Doesn't seem to make
grammar. Okay, well then your knowledge of grammar must be limited.
Grammar
we can't.